My name is Katsia Aurelia, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Linda S. McClellan, L-I-N-D-A, middle initial S, last name M-C-C-L-E-L-L-A-N. This dictation was done on October 21st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. The recent blood work reveals a BUN of 21 from 28, creatinine of 1.15 from 1.13, and a GFR of 50 from 48. This CKD has remained very stable. The patient has very minimal non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 225 milligrams from 115 milligrams, period. There is evidence of bacteriuria with E. coli, and the patient does report urinary frequency, malodorous urine, and urinary urgency, period. Unfortunately, the sensitivity report reveals resistance to some of the medications that are least nephrotoxic, and the rest of the medications, the antibiotic regimen, are not recommended because the patient has a penicillin allergy, therefore cannot take Bactrim or cephalosporins, period. We will determine which medication treatment based on the sensitivity and the patient's renal functions to prescribe, and will call it into the pharmacy once we find it, period. Next line, she presents with trace edema on the lower extremities. However, her blood pressure has remained stable. We were unable to weigh her because she is wheelchair bound, period. Next line, her serum albumin has decreased from 3.8 to 3.5, and this is related to a lack of appetite and nausea, period. We encourage her to consume nutritious foods with adequate caloric intake, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, iron deficiency anemia, which has improved since the last visit, with hemoglobin of 9.0 from 8.1 and hematocrit of 26.7% from 25%. Her iron saturation is 26%, period. She follows with Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, at the Florida Cancer Center for appropriate injections as well as IV iron, period. She states she recently received 5 units of blood transfusions due to very low hemoglobin, period. The patient also reports recent diagnosis of stage 4 breast cancer, which has metastasized to her liver, her bones, and her shoulder, period. She is currently in the process of determining which treatment option to follow with the with Dr. Shah, the hematology oncologist at the Florida Cancer Center, period. Next line, nephrolithiasis without symptoms. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with A1C of 4.3% from 7.5%. Very well controlled on the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is very well controlled on her current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia. She is currently taking Uloric 40 milligrams on tablet daily. Her uric acid of the recent lab is 4.6, which is very well controlled. Next line, coronary artery disease / CHF. She follows with Dr. Nguyen, the cardiologist, and denies any symptoms, period. We advise her to restrict her overall fluid intake to prevent exacerbation of the CHF, period. Next line, nausea, which she takes Zofran for. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 132 over 86. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, elevated PTH of 84 from 66. However, her serum calcium and serum phosphorus levels are within normal limits, so we will continue to monitor for now. Her vitamin D levels are within normal limits of 68. Period. Next line, liver cirrhosis. Next line, lymphedema, which she uses compression stockings and pump for at home. Next line, morbid obesity. We encourage her to decrease her intake of processed foods and increase her physical activity levels. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in about 5 months with laboratory workup. End.